pas. Alléluia. Christ says the words, John 6:63, the words I speak to you, their spirit and their life. I read to you this evening from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 to 10, the school of miracles. Hallelujah. We expect miracles. We expect healings. We believe. We stand at point of, we stand in the gap, point of contact, anyone, for people that we know and that need to receive a touch this evening. And that which you do will be permanent in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 4 to verse 10. Very long. Then after we read plenty. We'll just be reading. It's God's word. Amen. And you see him manifest. Hallelujah. Edeboska palida prando sete diga pratise eka pluska tatika de pluska kalida edebosa tetika pradupa kaka likanda sata lida eka pluska te de boske te tirianda brosata lida ekenge de bosata de kaka kali boska tikada edebosa kaka lide bukopa kaka tikandi sata lia Edebos kanti la probesi te diga, edebo predise ke dida pladupa, edebo se ke dida pradise ke dida bakanda sata lida, edebo saka plo ke debo se ke diga la pradise, e ka plo pre ke dise ke diga pradise ke dinga plados ke te diga le prodos sata lida, mangra de ke po pradise ke diga plado prade base ke bo sata lida bradesa. Hallelujah. He touched me. He touched me. And oh, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and makes me whole.
Made me whole. Something happened.
Says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, hallelujah, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches out all things, yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It says the Spirit searches out all things, yes, the deep things of God. Amen. It's not with persuasive words, so it's not going to be about your words, but it's a demonstration of the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In a few days' time, we'll celebrate Easter. I hope you know. Hallelujah. And these are the very offsprings, this was that we read, of that very singular act of love. It says, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those who love him. So there's a package for those who love him. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a package for those who love him. And the story of the resurrection is not complete if we not talk about the story of the fall of man. Hallelujah. For he came to remedy what Adam and Eve laid foundation for. Amen. Are you with me? So Genesis chapter 3. So there's no controversy. We just read the word of God as it is, okay? Just take the word of God, every line. He was giving inspiration of the Almighty to men. Hallelujah. So you take it. No corner there. It says, now the serpent, I'm reading from verses 1 to 6. Genesis 3, verses 1 to 6. Christ, our spring of life. Christ, our guide to life. So that you won't come and ask me after service. Our guide to life. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Amen. Hallelujah. So what I want you to pick is the fact that the serpent went, and he did not go to the man that had the instruction. He went to the one that the instruction was related to, okay? And then he convinced her somehow. Look at this last portion. He says, so the woman saw that the tree was good for food. She hadn't tasted it. Okay? So everything begins with a thought process. Okay, so that sword there is in within her. She could gather all that and say this thing, it has to be good, hallelujah, for food. That it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its tree, of its fruit, and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why we cannot but eat food when we get to. Yeah. So in the garden, I mean, when God created, he created everything, and then he told you to bring forth trees, everything was coming forth, everything. Yeah. But it's instructional to know that two trees stood out in that garden. Two stood out. Okay? The one in the midst, and he said, do not touch it. And of course, I'm not sure if he told them the second one, but I'm sure it was there. But he did not specifically mention to them that one. Or did he mention to them? Did you read it that he mentioned it? In case I missed it. We are all students. Hallelujah. So if you look at Genesis chapter 2. I read verses 7 to 9. It says, and the Lord God formed man out of the, he formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground God made every tree grow that is pleasant to sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says that when the serpent came, that we read in chapter 3, he spoke to the woman and said, and the woman said, oh, we may eat of the fruit of the trees, but of the fruit which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Amen. So God knew that this tree leads to death, spiritual death. And he told them a specific one not to touch. Hallelujah. And they touched, they ate, and they died. They were cut off from their source. Okay? Immediately they ate, they knew so many things, and then decided, oh, we are naked and all that. And things started happening, one after the other. And man found himself where we are today. Amen. Otherwise, we'll all have been in the garden, and we'll be tending the garden. Amen. But it's important to note, I said two trees. So Adam and Eve took the tree that would lead to death, and they ate. But when they were, what they thought they were doing was to become wise. But that tree was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So both of them come out of the same tree. Amen. Sometimes if you do good too much, it becomes a problem. Sometimes if you do evil too much, it becomes good. Everything is in context. Believe me, good, evil, everything is in context. Okay. So, assuming that I'm a sniper. You know what a sniper is? You know what a sniper is? Assume I'm a sniper. All of you say it's evil. But if they need a sniper in the army, has it not become good? So don't be thinking, what's this man saying? So to you, it's bad. This guy is a sniper. But they need him in the army to save a country. They will take him. And they will go training and give him everything that he needs. Okay? And if you do good, like the Good Samaritan, and you help and carry to the hospital, you end up where? It's like Mrs. Ajayi has been there before. And they begin to answer all the questions you're doing about. But they both come from the same tree. But it leads to death. That tree leads to death. And man died immediately at that tree, of that tree. But to him, he thought, of course, his knowledge. That's why he said knowledge is life, is power. To him, he thought, whoa, I'm going to become like God, as wise as him. And that's why we should be careful with the instructions from God. He knows the end from the beginning. And he knows what he has packaged. So if he says, don't do it, then don't do it. Say, how do I know that he said don't do it? Then read your Bible. I read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4. It's the word of God. He says, I do not come to you with any persuasive speech, so that you know that everything is being delivered to you in the power of God. So that when you build up your faith, you're building up your faith in that power of God. And that's why I'm giving you God's word. And don't forget, wherever his word is, the power of God is present to heal. Hallelujah. So in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the surface of the earth. Everywhere was void, without form. I call it entropy. Without form. Disorder. But that Spirit that was hovering and the Word of God both combined and started producing, giving birth to creation. That's how the earth was formed. The Spirit that was hovering and the Word that God sent forth. So with the Spirit and the Word, there's life. Christ says, these words I speak to you, they are Spirit and they are what? They are life. The three of them, they are like a jolly, not sisters, friends. They are like jolly friends. They move together. The way there's the Word of God and the Spirit of God is life producing. Amen. And that's why you cannot be where the Spirit of God is and live the same way you came. It has to be a transformation. That's what happened in Genesis chapter 1. There was a transformation. And everything was transformed. And the picture that God was seeing as he was speaking it forth, it was coming to be. Hallelujah. And in John chapter 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Was God. And then he dwelt amongst us and became flesh. Hallelujah. So, the earth of the tree, of the knowledge of good and evil. And God termed it as death. Sorry. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So one man, by virtue of not stopping Eve, that one man, he brought death. Okay? So, oftentimes, we believe a lot of things that are negative by faith. They are negative, but we believe them. We believe them. Just natural for you to believe that something negative will happen. And then you have so much faith that will happen. But if it's the reverse, for you to believe that this thing that you so desire by faith will come to be, you'll find you begin to struggle. And that's why people struggle with the fact that, everybody admits and say, one man brought sin and death. But they struggle with the fact that one man came to remedy what the same one man brought unto us. Hallelujah. In physics, I was taught there are two poles. And I also taught action and reaction. Okay? So for every force, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay? All of you are economists and accountants. See the way they are looking at me. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know, so if you doubt that, okay, you can decide to stamp your feet on the ground with so much force. When you do that, see the reaction. What will be the reaction? The ground is going to react. It's going to send you an equal and opposite force, the same magnitude, and then you're going to feel pain. That's what happens. And so it is directly proportional. The amount of force you apply is the amount of reaction you get. Okay? The man started interacting with natural laws, and then they put shock absorber so that when you apply force, something will cushion it. But I mean, if you think stamping your feet is a problem, just give the table a knock and see the pain you have. So if the natural forces equal and opposite, I'm just trying to show you that, then it's not too much for you to reason, okay, that if one man brought death, then one man can as well bring life. Hallelujah. Now equal and opposite. But what did that one man that brought death do? He ate of the tree that God says, when you eat it, it will lead to death. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21 says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. For as in Adam all die, so even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Amen. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward those who are Christ as his coming. Amen. First, as in Adam all die, so even in Christ all shall be made alive. Amen. So God's intention was not for man to eat of that tree. Wasn't his intention. That's why if it was his intention, he wouldn't have told them don't eat. So God doesn't do like when I was growing up, yeah, touch it, touch. You know that what our mother used to say. You can touch it now. God doesn't do that. He says what he would do, and he does what he says. So if you read that he said don't do it, then his intention was they shouldn't do it. And they did it. And it led to death. And then the story goes on and on. Everybody got his own dose of disobedience. The serpent, then the woman, and then she became Eve, right? After that, she became Eve. And the man would till the ground and all that. Well, hallelujah. So I read to you Genesis chapter 2, 7 to 9, that talked about the fact that from the beginning, God already created the tree of life, was also in the midst of the garden, and then tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And when they had eaten and they had fallen, okay, so that's the fall of man. And I started from the fact that if we say the deep things of the Spirit searches out the will of the Father, yes, the deep things of God, is because we have access by the resurrection of Christ, okay, and we cannot talk about the resurrection without knowing why the resurrection is important, okay. So that's why the resurrection is important, because one man brought death by taking out that fruit. Hallelujah. But you know what Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10. It's very popular, but I don't want to paraphrase or read it to you. I'll read from directly from the Bible. It says, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So one man led us to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is death according to God. And Christ said, I have come that you may have life. Two trees were critical in that garden. One of the knowledge of good and evil, the other the tree of life. Hallelujah. And when Christ was introducing himself, he said, I have come that you may have life. Amen. And when God will put them out of the garden, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, he says, so he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Hallelujah. So that man will not eat it. Then he will have two things. One, knowledge of good and evil. And then once he eats the tree of life, forever he won't die. And then the angel came to guard the way to the tree of life. And Christ says, please be connecting it to. And Christ says, I have come that you may have life. Because Adam came and caused man to die. And to resurrect man, he said, I have come that you may have life. And have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 2. Revelation 2 verse 7. It says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. To him that does what? To him who overcomes. I believe Mr. Sajaya has another thing in his Bible. He overcomes. So he says, to him who overcomes, I will give him to eat from the tree of life, which we were denied from the beginning. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Remember when God kept them out, he says that he drove them out and placed the cherubim at the east of the garden, and a flaming sword returned every way to guard the way, to guard the way to the tree of life. In Revelation 2:7, he says that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. To him who overcomes, I will give him to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Amen. That's why it's the way. So the angel, the cherubim blocked the way to the tree of life. He says, I will give to you the tree of life to eat from, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. He was very distinct about his mission. He said, I have come that you may have life. Amen. So who overcomes? 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. 1 John 5:5 But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. So in Revelation 2:7, he says that for the one that overcomes, I will give him to eat from the tree of life. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, it tells us the definition of who overcomes. That he who overcomes is the one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said that the thief comes to see, to kill and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And how will you have it? By overcoming. And what does overcoming mean? That you believe that he is the Son of God. Amen. So you cannot disconnect Christ from life, and you cannot disconnect him from your having life eternally. Amen. in John chapter 6, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, can you see it? 1 John 5, 5 says, he that overcomes is the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is what God has to, this is what John has to say, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And he said that in Revelation 2, 7, that if he was here, let him hear. Okay? He was here, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to him who overcomes. So let us change that overcomes and change it to the definition. To him who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how. How come he brought about life? Because he died and he rose. And you have to believe that it's the Son of God that did that for you to have access to this life eternal that is spoken of in John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, if the rulers of this darkness of this world, or the ages of this world, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified. Hallelujah. That's why we say that all the devil has is deceit. Amen. Because the Son of God escaped. He escaped in heaven. Then they came to continue their war here on earth. Hallelujah. And he still could not comprehend that he shouldn't go to the cross. That nailing him to the cross will seal everything that God was doing. And he will put paid to the price that you and I have to take so that we can eat that tree of life that we were denied in the beginning. Hallelujah. So if you believe in him, that he is the Son of God, hallelujah, then he's going to give you to eat of that tree of life. Amen. So he took Christ. So when Christ was here, if you read in Luke chapter 2, at the age of 12, when he was in the synagogue, and he said, I have to be about my father's business. He was studying the word from the get-go. Hallelujah. And he was reading everything that was written about him, even before he was born. And he was asking questions. That was the Son of God. Because he knew that he had to fulfill purpose. And he needed to have that understanding of what he was, where he was going, and how you get there. Hallelujah. So there's no debate anymore that one man brought death, and by virtue of another man, resurrection of life. Because it's all written everywhere in the Bible. It just takes you to pick and connect everything and see that everything that is talking about him is talking about life. Even when God will give, God knew giving so that he will return back that life that was lost in the Garden of Eden. And nobody else knows. I mean, it's just clear. That tree was, the angel guarded the way to that tree. So it was no longer visible. Where is that tree of life? They didn't even know that it existed. At least I didn't read it. So that some people must start arguing. I didn't read it and I didn't see it in the Bible. All Eve said was that he said we should not touch on this one. He said we should not touch this one to lead to death. But in her mind, she saw that it was good. What God said, it leads to death. And we ought to be careful. You know, sometimes when we are going somewhere and someone is leading us, we do oversabi. Especially when you are supposed to be tailgating a vehicle. So if you are like 4 or 5 cars going and someone doesn't know the way, and then he suddenly says, we are going to Sri Lanka. And I say, follow me. I probably am using the Oracle. You know the Oracle? Mrs. Ajayi knows the Oracle. So in case you are using, I'm using the Oracle. And then you think, if you are like my driver, I think that he knows the road, every road in Lagos. And then I'm using Google. You know, I call it the Oracle. You know that the regular traditional stuff, traditional practice, they use ones and zeros on their slate. Those people, they use ones that, you know, those people I'm talking about, they use ones and zeros. is white ones and zeros. And these things, they use ones and zeros. Am I lying? The computer uses ones and zeros. So that map is an oracle. It's an oracle on its own. So if I use that oracle and I'm following it, somebody else decides, and we are all supposed to be going together. Somebody else decides, I say, Ava, I'll follow left. I'll come out here and here. You are not going to arrive, even if you arrive at the same place. You're not going to arrive at the same time. And you're not going to have the same experience. The path to the tree of life is sealed by a cherubim. But the one that is greater than a cherubim, saying, he that overcomes, I will give you to eat of the tree of life. So what does that mean? Believe in me and follow me. So when you are following, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it. See, there was one time I went to one amusement park like that. And of course, at every amusement park, there's a guide that tells you what this ride is, you know. So I heard people screaming. I was wondering, is it not just to sit on a train, you know? I heard people screaming. So what's all this? I'm a guy. So I sat in the train and the train started moving. Oh my God. Why are you laughing? You know my experience. Score. The pirate head was appearing. So there was a glass in front of you. So next to you, you will see like a pirate or a skeleton that has hair like those. So that's why everybody was screaming. So they call it a ghost ride. I didn't even know it was a ghost ride. I just saw people train. So we sat, mom, and then you just see in the mirror, the image you just come. But do you know, after I experienced that ride, I went to tell my colleagues, come, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. See, Christ died. Christ, he died. 3 days in the belly of the earth. He made an open show of the devil. And then he rose. He has seen everything. So that forced me. That went to sit inside that tree. He has dealt openly with the devil. And he says, come, believe in me, oh, follow me. And then so let me leave the Christ part of it. So I now took all my colleagues. And then we sat. said, just guys, just sit down. You're going to enjoy this ride. I said, you're going to enjoy this ride. And then he started screaming. And then the old man said, calm down, it's just an image, it's just an image. Because I had experienced it. Because I had experienced it, I could tell them, calm down. Hallelujah. The things he has experienced, he would not let it come near you. That's why he says you are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Because people that are more than conquerors do not taste battle, but they taste the end result of battles. So if he has gone ahead to find, he has gone ahead and he knows the way to the tree of life, and he says, come, overcomers. How do you overcome? Follow, believe me. You know, we read on Sunday, he said, I've forgotten that sequence. He said, if you, on Sunday when we're reading in Sunday school, you follow, you listen, and then you obey. Right? We read it now. Luke chapter 2, or what did you, where did you read it? I think it's Luke 2 or Luke 3. We read it 36. I read that thing. You follow. So, he has gone. There's nothing he has not seen. And he has destroyed. He said he made an open show of the devil. He has destroyed everything. So he's coming back. He said, guys, it's a done deal. Hallelujah. It's a done deal. Let's go. And then someone says, what's he saying? He said, don't follow him. Come this way. That way that you are going is the way that had been abandoned even from Adam. Because once they finished eating of that tree, we never heard of that tree again. And they were moved out. There's a place of obedience to Christ in all things that we do. So if he says the words that I speak to you, their spirit and their life, it's because it's life transforming. He says in Romans 12 verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable sacrifice. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That you may, but you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you now know why is the way. He says, if you overcome, I will give you of the tree of life. But the way to that tree was blocked at the Garden of Eden. And by this man, one man was restored to life. But not all men will be restored. Hallelujah. But it's God's will that all men should be saved. But because of our knowledge, our internal knowledge, because of that problem of that first tree, knowledge of good and evil, is knowledge of good and evil. Because of that problem, a lot of people will not be able to. They will struggle and be reasoning without adherence to what the Spirit is saying. So the Spirit and the flesh, they do opposite things, and they cannot be one. Knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life, they are opposite things, and they cannot be one. Hallelujah. And that's why God didn't allow them to eat from that tree. The two of them, they are opposites. The flesh will war against the spirit. And that's why that knowledge of good and evil is always warring against the spirit when you talk about Christ being the way. Everybody's going to come and tell you why it's not possible. Hallelujah. But that's the good news. Because the human mind cannot fathom what God can do. The human mind cannot explain it. Hallelujah. And that's why when we become born again, it's our spirit that God deals with. Spirit begat spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 once again. I'm going to read it again. 1 Corinthians 2. Sorry. In verse 10, it says, but God has revealed them to us. What did he reveal to us? Let's go back to verse 9. It says, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit. For the spirit searches out all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. God has revealed them, he has revealed it to our spirit through the spirit. Because the flesh cannot understand it. And the flesh will always war against the spirit. So if you want to walk with God, you have to start from the point of the spirit. That's why it's not by works. So if you decide to crawl on stones and say, I'm walking on stones, Christ is going to save me, God is going to save me, it's not going to happen. Because it's not by works. It's by you yielding your spirit and absorbing all that God has said about his son and all that his son has to say. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, because everywhere he went, he was doing good, and it was really men that were oppressed. And then the Bible tells us that it says, I do the things I see my father do. So there's no disconnect with him and God. And that's why it was a painful thing for him to go to the cross. That's why he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and said, no. This got passed, because I was going to be without separation. No longer will we really feel that awesome glory, awesome presence of God. For the very first time. And the only time it will be severed for you and I. Hallelujah. So that we can come from the place of death to the place of life. Life eternal. That's why human knowledge is always at war. See, you cannot conceive it by your human knowledge. Man became a living spirit or a living soul by the breath of the Almighty. Start with begets anything that sustains it. When the water of Jericho was going to be treated by the prophet of God, he said, give me a bowl of salt. And where did he go? He went to the very source. And he poured that salt at the source. And it says, up to this day, that river, it never tastes bitter again. When you correct anything, you correct it from the source. That's why they tell you that once the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do and do? And that's why God had to deal with our spirit by his spirit. Hallelujah. And it takes your spirit to search out his will by his spirit. If you sit down and say, okay, so after war, this one, you will not get anything. Hallelujah. As wise as the serpent is, he wasn't wise enough to understand God's game plan. Yet this mystery has been given to you and I. Hallelujah. You know, and up to today, he still does not understand. And that's why when you stay with God, and there's persecution or oppression, and you stay with God, he still won't understand because you come out of it, and you'll be like, how did you do it? Yet he should have known that God will never leave his own. Hallelujah. And he cannot outscheme God. Amen. If he could, he shouldn't have told them to eat from the good tree of knowledge of good and evil. He should have taken them to the tree of life. That way, there won't be any need for Christ to come. So he was confused. It's true now. He wanted to get at God, that these things that you have created for yourself, I'll bring them to my side. So he couldn't tell them, this one is tree of life. I'm sure he probably didn't even know. So in order to get at God, he said, go and eat it. So that you say, maybe he created them for your pleasure. And God has a master plan. The same way he has a master plan for your life. Even from the foundation of your heart. And a master plan, they are rolling plans. If you did project management, they will tell you that there's a work breakdown structure. The big work, you break it down in small work. And you will not be able to comprehend it because darkness cannot comprehend light. And darkness cannot withstand light. He says, I've come that you may have life. So if the very life of God is flowing on inside of you, there's no room for sickness. So those symptoms that you feel, and that's what I was saying at the beginning, that it's very easy for us to work with the negative. Say, you don't know that if this happens, this is what is going to happen. But you know that when Christ steps into a situation, there's liberation. That's what you'll be saying. With Jesus, you know that song, with Jesus in the family, happy, happy home. So when he appears, there's light. If you go and read the book of Revelation, to every church, he told them, if you have listening ears, this will happen. You have to hear what the Spirit is saying, this will happen. And that's one of the ones I took for you. Revelation 2:7. And who has overcome the world? The one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. There's nothing he cannot do. Let's rise to our feet. So Jesus understood God's master plan. And he knows the game plan. And he knows the end from the beginning. All eyes closed. Just think of the beauty of God. How we thought of a rescue plan even before the fall. Raboska kapa lida basata lida. Araboska kakeke polan plate sata liga rabasa kada. And now he said, I've come that you may have life. And not just have it more abundantly. You know, it's easy for us to say, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can dare to imagine. Forget the material things. When it comes to the spiritual, I have come that you may have life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So nothing can withstand if death could not hold him captive. By the way, death is not the end of everything. It's just a translation. If he could not hold him captive, and he said he laid down his life. And then he says, I have the power to take it again. And he demonstrated it. And we have the records. We are not weaving words. These are the words of God. We have the records in the Bible. that he demonstrated that. So what is sickness? What are obstacles? What is depression? It's not part of life. Anything that is not life is not from him. I told you on Sunday, he said the old harvest will give way to the new. If we simply obey, just thank him this evening. The power of God is present. Reboska palide baseka lisatalida. Manglade seke po predi boske te po predi seke liga pradoska tapaliga proske te liya. Resa plo kaka de sataligra boske te bo satalia. Erebosa clade braskata boseke ya. Meditate on him. Rekate sete liga wa. Maka poseke liga palika praseke dia. Lay down everything at his feet. Ropaska kakeke disete diga. Le prokanga leka pradisete liga baseke bose dia. Who is it that overcomes? Makla boseke tise prabosete dia. There is, if death could not hold him captive, reka panka leda brasataya. No devil can hold you captive, reka pasataya. No thought can hold you captive, reka poseke diga. No situation pradika labasataria eka pato preke poso to liga pa linka praseke diga poseria ma ka pose te liga, because he died and he rose and give you victory. Re pompan le satalida e yarabasa katali krateseke bo pradise te liga basakaya e posanta te prodise ke liga basakaba. Hey, worship him, rasa papasadea. Erabasaka liga boseke tinga rabasata lida basadea. Samblodo skedabo pradiseke disata lida basadea. Po prande seke ligra boseke te de prosata liga. Mangra doske te bamba sakla to prada basadea. Roskanda ligra baskete bo pratinde de basadea. Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Rebo saka lide pradise bo basata lida. Mande boske ke bo pradise ke boske dise te diga boske te diga. Eka produso ka lika krabo sakla dise te reproduce kata lika ba dise te dia. E yablos kata bande proske te diga saka basata. By stripes you are healed. Reklambo seke ba. You've come with an expectation. You're not living the same way. Just talk to him. Worship him. Don't ask him for anything. Hallelujah. Just worship him. That's our battles are won. In place of worship. On the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, rapo said, receive manda basataria. Yes, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is descending upon you. Rekra bosakaria. Yeka plasoka lika liposo to tinga rabasadia. Kamblo sete likra desanta po pratisete liga. Mara boske ke dika posaria. Yes, Lord. Reka boske te liga rabasakaria. He touched me. He touched me, Lord. He touched me. And oh, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. He touched me.
And I know what joy that fills my soul.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Something. Yes, Lord.
And now.
E calibro do bus siga da basaka ya ah siga libo ma das kata libra do basaka disete ya yes
he touched me
he touched me thank you Lord ah
liga kaka sata wa and oh what joy that fills my soul.
Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Something happened.
Something happened,
and now I know He touched me and made. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made something. Hallelujah. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Something happened. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole.
Thank you, Lord. Something happened.
Something happened,
and now. Receive it. Lembras kadaba satania.
Something happened.
I know.
He touched me and made me
The God who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Thank you, Lord.
Doing wonders.
Hallelujah.
Among the gods.
Thank you, Lord. Rika Boske Tedia. From the crown of the set in so long. Oh, yes. Thank you for your very life. Here was Kadababa Satania. Thank you, everlasting Father. Reka Basa. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. Ever in praises,
all the world.
common, and now I know he touched me.
Something rica vos cataliga la basatalia.
Something
vos sigriga la basatalia. Thank you, rica vica la basacalia. Eca basaca, panda basatalia. Yes, catino basica la basacalia. Is something rica, this something la basacalia. Rababa basacalia. Yes, segaraba basatalia. Macanda, secanda, like a lepus catalina. The fire of the Lord, mangra la basatalia. Like never before.
Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and something happened, and now I know he touched me. And made me whole. Something happened.
Something happened.
And now I know
he touched me.
And made me whole. Something happened.
Something happened. Something happened, something happened, and I know, he touched me, and made me.
You will know when something touches you. I say something happened, and now I know it's the Lord that touched me. Touch me.
and makes me
whole. If you have pain in any part of your body, just put your hand there. The power of God is present. He will keep dealing with you. Reka posa the leader, brother. Anybody, reka posa any pain. All pain disappear by the Spirit of God. As we are cleansed the Spirit, in the back, in the calf of the right, if that's for you, receive it. In your right calf, linka pompa leka de bosaria, e samba raba seka di sederia. God will give you praise. It's a moment of laughter. Yeah, pasadia. And you don't burst out in laughter except in the Spirit. If he has come that you may have life, that's what you have. Reka poseke di sederia. He that overcomes, hallelujah. The one that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your ever abiding presence. Oh, mighty God, he said, don't worry, he knows about your case. Hallelujah. Are you asking him a question? Ereboso katinde da panka kalire brados ke teliga e sang la to prekinga pose ke dise te diga ma kapose te liga ma sete ya dise te ya e kapose de dise te ya I am that I am is his name akaliga lava e ka pro sante ligra le boska ka receive ma katise de ya e clan blus e ka bon pradis ka liga ma dosa le pro de pas katinde lia e ka blutanga tese te dinga le de all chains are broken. Rakatandalia. Ekapo patese te liga. He said, I've come makrabasadia to set you free. Rex kadabasadia. Mandebos katabum blatise te liga. E sangrabos kekenga lisa tadia. E kanda pros kete liga bum bradabasataya. Something happened and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made.